Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Pittsford is our guest, our good friend. He's a financial planning expert. He's the president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors. Castle3, the number 3.com is his website. His book is Your Family Business, Your Family Net Worth. That's the new book. It's just out now. Gary, tell us how we can find the book.
You can go to Amazon, Amazon Prime. It's on the Amazon network. Anybody can go to Amazon and buy the book there.
All right, so check it out, folks.
Or they can call our office, and we can sell them one and send it from here.
All right, sounds good. So, but they can find the number there at castle3.com?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Gary, what's the hardest thing when you're trying to help a family, the founders, let's say, of a business, small business owners, and you're trying to help them with their financial planning as they go forward, what's the hardest thing to get them to take action that, and when we say financial planning, folks, by definition for a small business, that means carving out something that's invested outside of the direct operation of the business. Would you agree with that, Gary?
That's what we try and get them to do early on.
What's the biggest pushback? Where do they get stuck?
Most business owners want to invest into an area where they know best, which is their company. Most business owners or the real estate that they operate out of, but most business owners don't like the stock market. They don't like bonds. They don't like investment type assets And that's why they always want to put a lot of money back into their business, you know. But by the time we work with the families, you know, we take an X-ray of all their assets, which is the business, the home, and whatever they've got to work with, their real estate, and figure out what can we do, what's the business worth, if I sell it, how much will I have left after tax, can I retire on that amount of money? You know, who's the buyer going to be? There's a whole bunch of decisions that have to go into every aspect.
Do you ever get involved with them in the valuation of their business yourself?
We do.
Are you part? All right. And how often do you find that the sellers, the business owners, the family business owners, are not realistic about what their business is worth?
Oh, I'd say way over half, maybe 60-70% of the time. About 20 some years ago,
they miscalculated, or because they're just naive or in denial?
Well, they're a little naive because they don't know the valuation process.
Right.
They think the business is worth a whole lot more than what it really is, you know. And it depends on who the buyer is. If we're selling it to somebody in their industry, it might be worth a little bit more. If we're selling it to children or key employees, it's going to be worth a little bit less because the kids cannot afford a high price. They don't have a big down payment, and it takes the cash flow of the company to pay off mom and dad. You know, so it depends on who the buyer is. There's a little variation in the valuation, but most business owners, they think their business, you know, like, for example, we did a valuation for a company not too long ago, and he thought it was worth $2 million. And when we went back through all the tax returns and all the financial statements and for their industry, the value is more like $850,000.
Wow.
It's not worth $2 million. So
yeah.
it kind of hurts the business owner because he thought he had enormous
assets to retire on. That's enough of
a
overestimate to kill any kind of negotiation from a prospective buyer, isn't it?
It is.
Because most negotiators don't want to work that hard.
and they can't afford to sell it for a low price because they need more money to retire on.
Right, right.
Once they sell, they're never going to have as much income as what they had when they owned the business.
Mm-hmm. So if they find someone like you, how early should they start thinking about finding? If they're going to retire at 70, let's say, when should they start? Obviously, I'm sure you'd want to start really early, but I mean, they need at least 10 years, don't they, to plan for this?
Well, in my book and when I give speeches, I tell people at least 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
I can help you sell your business in 3 months, but I guarantee you two things. Number one, you're not going to make as much money.
Right.
And number two, you're going to pay high taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If you work with a financial advisory team, your lawyers, your accountants, your financial advisors, your bankers, if you work with that team for 3 to 5 years, you can develop a plan on how to increase the value of the company, decrease the taxes when you sell it, and develop a plan on how to maximize your profits.
And
but it takes a while to do that.
And Gary, I'm going to double down on that and tell you folks, start talking, start looking for somebody like that, like Gary, someone in his industry. Start looking for somebody like that and talking to him 10 years out. Even if you don't pull the trigger.
10 years is even better.
That's right, because I'm telling you folks, this is a long train. It doesn't turn around on a dime. Hey, Gary, good job today. The new book is called Your Family Business, Your Family Net Worth. It's good to talk to you again. Give us the website one more time.
It's www.castle3.com. Castle3.com.
Hey, Gary, come back.
I'll be glad to, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.